Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of reasons to watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. But I would say anytime we play Dan Orlovsky, if you just hear that on your radio, try to get on Twitch or YouTube real quick. No, we'll get to
Hold
that.
Hold on.
You want to be watching along to see Keefe's facial expressions every time Orlovsky really opens his mouth.
Outrageous. This is the same guy that you couldn't pay him all the money in the world to play Drake May. And now he's like, oh, Patriots fans, you got one. Look at all these plays. Look what he's doing.
It's so transparent and so spineless.
Also,
it's so spineless to come out and be like, you couldn't pay me enough to play him. I wouldn't play him.
Oh, they found a guy.
He's not ready. Now you should be giddy.
Giddy.
You got a guy? Like, get out of my face with
that. If it was up to you, we wouldn't have seen him all year.
It's so transparent. He's trying,
all year you wouldn't have
played him. He's trying to curry favor with someone. Drake May, he's been text buddies with quarterbacks before, including the guy who used to be here,
right.
Mac Jones. So he's trying to curry favor with somebody. Maybe it's the organization. Maybe it's Drake's agent.
Well, he's
agent.
Insanely
maybe it's
pro quarterback.
Yes.
It's
yes,
never
yes,
been a
yes,
quarterback's
yes,
fault
yes.
ever in
yes.
any place that
Correct.
He's ever seen.
Yeah.
It's the line, the coach, the receivers. Mm-hmm. It's everybody else but the quarterback. So he was always pro Drake May. His thing was just, you can't play him, you get him killed, and like he blah, 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 blah. It's like, or Drake May's that good.
Or I'd be giddy if I was New England.
Giddy. What he said. So this
don't
guy.
Tell me how to feel,
no,
first
no.
of all.
And you're getting a lot of people reversing course. Now, Curran, I know the Twitch chat every time we have Curran on. He was on yesterday, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. He'll be on WEEI afternoons tomorrow. Every time he comes on, the Twitch chat is like, oh, Curran, you didn't want them to draft Drake May. You want them to trade down, blah, blah, blah. Curran has at least owned that he was off on that. I mean, he's done it in print. He's done it on the air. I think he's done it with us where, look, I wanted to trade down, and they clearly have the guy. Like, he's acknowledged.
They got the guy.
His mistakes.
Yeah.
It's real clear what a lot of people are trying to do.
Oh, my God.
And curry favor and reverse course, et cetera. And there's some of us who were on board all along and thought it was stupid not to play in week one.
Yeah.
And I think we're being proven right by the week. Do we miss something there with Dan Orlovsky, though? Is there a little something?
What
in
happened in there?
Yeah, what was
so
that?
He's just doing this at home. So he's on like a bunch of TV shows, right?
Right.
But he has to go home and break down film and then post it on Twitter?
Well, yeah, he's going to do his prep at home. That's like what we're doing nonstop, Keith. We're nonstop prep.
All right, so maybe I'll just start tweeting those out,
Yeah. Tweet out your prep. But he's Nick made a good point. A, the mic. He needs a new mic.
Get a new mic. You work for ESPN, for heaven's sake.
Get a windscreen on that.
Get
thing.
A windscreen as well.
Peas
are popping.
The peas are popping.
Mm-hmm.
Plosives is what we call those.
Got it.
And, but was there something else in there? I thought I heard something else.
No, dog.
What? You think that's a dog?
I think it's a dog going roof.
Let me hear that in context, if I could, not to put you on the spot, Nick. Let me hear
oh,
that.
Oh, man, that's so good, man. Come on. That's so good.
That's like what I say after a little something escapes.
Oh, you think that's what that is?
It's so good.
I think it's a dog. Same thing happened to me last night. I'm recording the hashtag Dork podcast, killing it. Me and Davey killing it.
Sure.
And my dog Harrow was like laying down enjoying the show for most of it. All of a sudden, he like hops up, and I'm like, look at him. I'm like, there's nothing here. And he's like, huh? I'm like, why are you barking at me?
That
now?
Sounds like a dog.
Well,
you want to do it again?
Huh?
That's so good.
Close.
One more time.
Yeah, he's like way off mic though. I think it could be a dog.
You know what else is off mic?
Toots Magoots.
His butt.
I think it could be more chair than anything else. You're going there?
No.
Too much echo to be a toot.
You think so?
I don't think it's a toot.
Yeah,
that could have been smothered in the in the chair.
Here's what's incriminating. The most incriminating part is what he says immediately after, I think, is the most incriminating part.
Feels so good.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's true.
You want a smoking gun.
Because if you...
That's true.
Because if it's the dog, you're probably just like, all right, but hold on a second. I'll let you out in a second.
Yeah, you didn't do a lot of acknowledging the dog. Did you acknowledge Harrow?
Yeah, I got up and let him out.
Yeah, right?
I was like, I got to take a break.
Hey, I got to let this guy out. My dog is making audible noise. It's ruining the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't want to say ruining the podcast.
Nothing could ruin the podcast. The podcast is great.
It's not ideal for the podcast, what I meant.
No.
Ruining the dog's too strong.
Hollering.
But Orlovsky just kind of talks right through it there. Does not acknowledge the dog.
You think he's so relaxed talking about how great Drake May is that he just like opens up, just ripping.
Maybe he's a little nervous. Maybe he's a little nervous because he knows how fraudulent he is.
Why is he doing sound effects?
I gotta be honest, I didn't realize he did that. That's kind of working for me. I kind of like the sound effects.
He's like the guy from Police Academy?
Yeah.
Like, that's what he...
The meeps, the bleeps, and the creeps. That guy?
He's that guy now?
Yeah.
I don't think we need him to be that guy. He's, like, cutting up film. Like, I don't really get it. But he's very excited about it. And what was that noise?
I don't know.
I think he's losing it.
Yeah, the sound...
Do you have, like, a couple drinks and then do these breakdowns?
Could be.
Which I don't mind.
Who among us?
I'm in favor of that,
actually. Yeah, who among us? Few of those souls, you're not having a few pops on the few brew dogs on the Dork podcast.
I'm drunk every time I do it, every episode. So yeah, I don't blame him for that. I'm not harming anybody. I'm sitting in my chair.
So Orlovsky all of a sudden is
loves Drake May,
but
also telling us as Patriots fans to be giddy, even though we were, to use his word, giddy when they drafted him and wanted to see him.
We were giddy
immediately
when you were telling us you wouldn't put him on the field for 2 years. We were giddy then,
right?
Yeah, we've been giddy.
No.
I don't know what to tell you on that.
You were trying to slow down the giddiness.
Yeah, you were trying to say, whoa, there, big fella.
He was the wet blanket.
On the giddiness.
Correct.
You were ruining our giddiness.
Yeah, he was.
We were plenty giddy.
And now he's like, guys, I was on your side the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't do that.
So- He is that guy from Police Academy.
He's the Police Academy guy.
What was the actor's name?
I got to look it up. That guy was great, though.
Spaceballs was the meeps, the bleeps, and the creeps, I think.
Michael Winslow.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
The great Michael Winslow.
Thank you, Billy.
Let's see if we can get him three times married.
Not just the
Michael
ultimate.
Winslow.
Not just the ultimate jock. What was he in? A lot of good stuff.
He's the man of 10,000 sound effects.
Mm.
That's what he's known as.
Nice.
See if we can get him on the show, guys.
Yeah, can we?
And see if he's
You still with us?
Yeah, he's always doing great.
How many Rolaids Relief Man of the Years did he win?
He didn't win any, but I bet he was a big inspiration for Dan Orlovsky, would be my guess.
Yeah, one more time. He is a regular Michael Winslow.
He is a Michael Winslow.
Let me hear it.
You know what that is, Jones?
That's a man who's losing his mind in
real
time.
That's a cry for help.
Yeah.
That is a desperate cry for help. That is when... 2 months from now, we're like, were there any signs?
Yeah, no.
Were there any signs? Like, yeah, there were some signs.
There are honestly so many.
Him breaking down Drake May tape, losing his mind. Just making any kind of noise that pops into his head.
So he's channeling his inner Michael Winslow. A very funny man. I would say, not to rank him, but I would say not as funny as Dave Chappelle.
I don't know if anybody is.
Maybe the funniest man on the planet. You want to go see his show a week from today at the MGM Music Hall Fenway. Killer Mike going to be at the show. You can get him free on Jones and Keefe. All you got to do is listen to the show, be a fan of the show, be knowledgeable about the show, and you can win 2 tickets to that show, which, again, it ain't cheap, but it's free here on Jones and Keefe. So stay tuned to it. We'll be doing that later on in today's program. Not to dabble on Orlovsky's side of the street, Keefe.
No. I think that is, he's got that cornered.
But
he can have it.
I was doing a little tape breakdown myself. Of Drake May.
No, you weren't.
I was.
You were doing tape breakdown?
Well, the Patriots tweeted out a mic'd up segment, and I watched that.
You watched the mic'd up segment that was tweeted out by the Patriots.
That's my version of breaking down the tape. Yes.
I don't know if you subscribe to these certain websites. You get the All-22s.
Oh, definitely not.
Going through, breaking down, rewind,
fast forward. I don't pay for any website.
Same.
That's not true. I'm an ESPN insider.
Not me.
That's just for
fun. Why? Because that's why.
That's just for ESPN fantasy football purposes.
Okay. All right.
I am an inside. I guess I do pay for that. But like your Boston Globe.
No.
Your Boston Herald.
No.
Out of my face. With
no.
That. Boston Sports Journal, please.
Come on.
The Athletic. I wouldn't dream of
trying to bleed me dry.
Yeah,
I only got so much.
I'm not trying to do any of that.
How many hams a month is that for all those things?
I got parlays to lose. You think I'm spending 10 bucks a month on The Athletic or whatever it costs? Please.
I still won't buy MGM Plus.
To read 2,000 words? No, thank you.
One of the best TV shows of all time is on MGM Plus. I won't even pay for it.
Okay. So I do not subscribe. But I was doing my own breakdown.
Got it.
Free breakdown.
What'd you come up with?
I think I found the first thing I don't like about Drake May.
I found one thing, too.
Did you?
Yeah, him telling the media to clap it up for the defense.
Okay, well, that was yours.
Yeah.
Here's mine.
Right,
this is Drake May mic'd up. I've never heard the man run. I've never heard him run.
Oh. Interesting.
Listen to how he runs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like that. Can I get that one more
time? What?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But a scamper of 19 for man.
I got him down for 8 thrusts.
I was just saying, give me a runtime on that clip.
That is,
because yeah, you let can't, me give me a runtime on that clip because that sounds familiar.
Up to the ooh, it's 5 seconds.
Yep.
Yep. That checks out.
He's the everyman. He's never been so relatable.
You're saying
and you don't like this about him? This is incredible.
You're saying that makes more.
Jack Mace just like us.
He is an everyman.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think
There's a lot pent up on the football field, apparently.
You usually don't account for that in mic'd up segments.
No.
What it sounds like.
I've heard plenty of quarterbacks run, I think, in these mic'd up. I've never heard that.
It was like the first time watching Monica Seles play tennis as a kid, and you're like, what am I feeling now?
What's her deal?
What? Like everything. You're like, what on earth? Yowzers.
All right, one more time. I know we're not in the safe harbor.
No,
one more time, if I could.
Do you like that better or the Tom versus Time Alex Guerrero rubdowns of Brady? Better audio.
Wow.
Similar.
They are quite similar.
Same ballpark for sure.
Pleasure packed.
Yep.
I think the Brady one still wins.
Yeah, that was pretty aggressive.
That was
a little over the top.
Aggressive is probably the word for it.
Uh huh.
There's something there.
What do we got?
Do I go to Tony?
Yeah, of course I do.
I can see you eyeballing that.
Yeah. I want to hear from Tony.
Tony, hello?
What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, awesome show.
Thank
Michael
you.
Winslow, is that his name?
Yes.
I think it was. The voice. If you guys get a chance, play the Led Zeppelin. He does a Led Zeppelin. He does, like, the singing, the music, everything all at once. It's amazing.
It
sounds like Led Zeppelin.
What does he do?
With his voice, he does the guitar, he does the singing,
yes.
and it sounds like Led Zeppelin.
Like
it's amazing.
That.
If you have a chance, YouTube it. It's insane. It's okay. It's ridiculous.
I love it. We will look that up.
Tony in Springfield says he does just performs Led Zeppelin.
Yes. Here we go.
Well, let's say he sounds exactly like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, that is a bad point.
What do you want to do?
Is this just his mouth?
When did the original artist key of E?
What are we listening to?
All right, this song. Doing Led Zeppelin. Is that a guy playing the guitar?
Yeah, it's just beatboxing behind it.
This is. Oh, wait. Is he doing that?
He's doing the electric guitar.
I'm so confused what we're listening to. What are we listening to?
All right, pause it.
What are we
listening
to?
So the only
Michael
real instrument
Winslow.
Is the guy playing the acoustic next to him.
So there's a guy playing an acoustic guitar. The rest of it is Michael Winslow doing Led Zeppelin.
No way.
Yes.
The rest of it is him?
Yeah.
Not possible.
Are you familiar with Rozelle?
Yes.
He can kind of do it.
Let me tell you, I saw Rozelle.
No way.
At Northeastern, yes.
Was it an amazing show?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came to the after hours there.
Yeah.
I think is what that place was called. Yes. Yeah. Rozelle.
Rozelle's insane because he could beatbox and sing at the same time.
I bought a CD.
Money well spent.
You got CDs here, Rozelle? I will buy your CD.
Hell
don't know where it is or what happened to it.
No.
Probably a good $10. Probably a ham. At least a ham.
It was worth it.
I paid for it, yeah.
At that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That blew my mind the first time I heard Rozelle and the first time I watched Police Academy. You saw Michael Winslow just doing every kind of noise imaginable, which is obviously like Dan Orlovsky as well.
There's no way that's just him.
Well, no, there's a guy playing the guitar.
The guy playing the acoustic
guitar.
Right,
just an acoustic guitar.
Though. Everything else was him.
What?
Sick. Yeah, the guy's incredible. The guy is the man of 10,000 sound effects. That's what he's known as. Michael Winslow.
He walked so Dan Orlovsky could run.
Pretty much.
that's what it was.
Pretty much.
That was the situation there.
Love it.
Okay.
What do you think? So what?
I got to be honest, I don't know what to think after that.
I'm impressed by it. I think that's really good stuff. I wonder what happened. Michael Winslow was married 3 times. No, that's not for us to get into.
Do you think he was just constantly just working on his Led Zeppelin act? And she just...
Maybe. I mean, there's a lot of Police Academy movies. You're out of the house a long time.
Oh. See, I just figured he was just... Like, my wife gets annoyed. I have a lot of nervous energy. There's a lot of, like, tapping and lots of humming and whistling and stuff like
that.
My
wife can't stand that.
Yeah, a lot of that. She can't. Imagine being married to that guy just with all the...
I'd be impressed.
The meeps, the bleeps, and the creeps going on in the house.
I'd take my chances.
What do you think?
I'd be, like, endless entertainment, though. Yeah, you're right. She probably would enjoy it, but I think it'd be just nonstop entertainment.
How do you think Orlovsky's wife is feeling with all these noises?
I still don't know what he's doing.
Maybe that's not.
Yeah. I still don't really know what the hell he's going for there, but.
Well, he loves.
Okay.
He loves drinking. Wow. This is a good call.
Yeah.
The Drake thrust should be a tier next week. That should be a tier on Tuesday. There's no doubt about that.
But you were going to ask who deserves credit for Drake Man?
Who do you think deserves the most? We got sidetracked with all the noises there. Who do you think deserves the most credit
for Drake Man? Dan Orlovsky. No, the guy who I think actually shockingly does would be Alex Van Pelt. Give him credit for that. I don't think he's a great play caller, but they're different things. You can still be a good quarterback coach. You could still get your quarterback to, I don't know, everybody was like bitching about his footwork when he got into the league and, you know, certain mechanical things. Alex Van Pelt was a quarterback himself and then has been coaching quarterbacks forever. So I'll give him that, right? Like, if we're going to say, hey, like, Dante Scarnecchia, a great offensive line coach, and coached those guys
right.
up. Wasn't his responsibility to call plays, but to get the most out of those guys, he could do it. I'm not giving Mayo any credit.
No.
I'm not giving any of the other offensive coaches at least more credit than Alex Van Pelt. I'm not giving Brissett the credit. I'm going to give, I mean, Drake May himself, yes.
So
but
I was going to say, so the real answer is
sure,
Drake May, right?
Sure.
He was probably ready when he came into the league and they were afraid to play him or had a plan that was wrong or whatever. So the real answer is Drake May, but I agree. If you're going to give someone else credit.
Van Pelt.
It's Van Pelt. And is that enough to save his job? Because you see offensive coordinators out of jobs now, including the offense we just watched last week in Shane Waldron. Is that enough to save his job? I'm still not sure about that.
I don't think it's enough necessarily because if this team finishes with 3 or 4 wins, they're going to have to make some changes, I believe. And if they decide to keep Mayo, that's where it becomes really tricky. Because remember the scenario we were coming up with, and I don't think this is going to happen either, but maybe if you only win, maybe if you lose out, maybe this does happen. If Mayo's one and done, you can bring in a head coach who's an offensive play caller and then keep Van Pelt. So it's like, hey, we're taking play calling, but you have the same title, you have the same salary, you're still on the staff, and you can work with Drake May, who you guys get along with. But if you really think that play calling is an issue, you have to find somebody else to call plays.
Yeah, I think, look, I don't think it's enough to save his job. I think he deserves the most credit, but Drake May, I think, was pretty ready walking into the league, which a lot of people, Orlovsky included, a lot of people were wrong about. I think a lot of people said, he's not ready, he needs years of development, he's going to work on his footwork, blah, 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 blah. And it turns out Drake May was ready to go.
And
I think you're seeing that. He was a much more finished product than you were led to believe, which is why you play rookies early, because sometimes they're more ready than you expect. You don't have to baby them. But if I'm going to give anybody credit, it's Van Pelt. I don't think that saves his job. One text, 37937. Michael Winslow went on America's Got Talent a couple of years ago to, quote-unquote, resurrect his career.
How'd it go?
He was voted off.
What? I don't think people get it.
It was kind of sad they had it.
Well, you don't have to say that. He was great. Whatever his problem is.
Poor fella. 617-779-7937.
He was in like 8 Police Academy movies.
He's probably doing well just off the residuals.
Oh, I would think.
You think Police Academy Mission to Moscow is still sending him money?
I think I saw that the other weekend. I think that was on TV. Yeah,
you think he's getting that Gutenberg money?
I don't know if he's getting Gutenberg money, but he's probably doing well.
Yeah. There's a pecking order. It was a natural.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say.
Bobcat, Gutenberg.
Bobcat, yeah. Ed Too Tall Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, then.
And that Samantha from Sex and the City.
That Winslow cash. Yeah. Oh, was she in those?
She was in the maybe the first one.
Yeah, she was.
I think she was just in one, and that was it.
But yeah. Probably. She was like, I'm good from here. Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she was.
Okay. We'll get to the Celtics with Terp. He'll be joining us from Brooklyn. Celtics right back at it, so we'll talk to Terp later on this hour. It's also a Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. Biggest fans of the show will have an opportunity to win Dave Chappelle tickets. That's coming up later on today. First, we have Trending with Billy Lane.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.